Chapman that's just visiting, talking over the state of the world, kind of independent fella, and doing a lot of thinking, and probably get in and see that Hungarian foreign minister. He's the one started some of this, so go to Hungary and go to Poland and go to Yugoslavia. Any place you drop in route's all right.
What about seeing this fellow Bo in Paris?
I think that would be good. I think he ought to be talked to.
It seems to me we haven't had a good enough man. I mean, someone that's talked to him either before or after. I might talk to Steve Musk and see what he thinks.
Well, I think all of this ought to be coordinated with Rusk, and it ought to be done with Rusk's knowledge and with his blessing and at his direction. And I've told him this morning that I wanted you to do this, and you report directly to me every night like you did when you were down in Chile and some of these other good trips you've taken. And you come back, I think I want you to spend some time with the Times people, with Fulbrights, and with all of them.
I'll go just as quick as Dean thinks it's right for me to go.
Well, I'd think that's yesterday. That's how I feel about it.
Because
we've had 4 days now that there hadn't been a bomb dropped on Vietnam, and we're not going to drop any unless they have some serious catastrophe or some provocation until after the new year.
Yeah.
So that gives you a good week if you get going and visit around, and keep it low level as you can, and don't be making us explain all of our time explaining. You never do. You went into I was telling Bob McNamara this morning, you went into Chile and got that job done, and nobody's ever knew that you knew where Chile was.
I'll have to get some sort of a ploy on this one, which will Secretary and I
set it up. You just have to get some friend of yours you got to go see. Now, Bob McNamara's here, and he's strong for this, and he's I've told him to get a plane ready for you, and it'll be warming up, and you go and see Dean Rusk and get on out of there so that they won't say, well, we didn't hear about it until Friday. You just get them the word just as soon as you can. Now, we told the Hungarians Thursday before Christmas Eve. And it's been, we're in the fifth day now that there hadn't been a bomb, and we're going at least five more. But we want to get them this new...
Do you have any idea which one I should go to first?
Oh, you be the judge there. I think you ought to kind of Bill Gronowski up a little bit and pull him in on it with you in Poland, but I think Tito's good, and the Hungarian foreign minister's been talking, and they're the first ones notified now. You ought to get a complete report of all those conversations, and because we got a good record. You see, when we go before the committee and ask them $25 billion special message on Vietnam, and ask them, tell them we're going to put extra 500,000 people in the armed services. We've got to say, well, what have you done about peace? Well, the day before Christmas Eve, we went to Hungarians and we said we're not going to drop a bomb on Vietnam if we got North Vietnam, if there's anybody can do anything about it. And then we sent Harriman to Yugoslavia and to Poland and there, and we sent Goldberg here, and we sent Rusk here, and we had George Ball talk to Prime Minister of Great Britain, and we've been to 15 different countries, 15 different times, 15 different men. We've walked the last mile. That's what we really want to wind up with.
All right, sir. Do you think I ought to go to Hungary first?
Yes, I guess that's where we started off.
Seems to me that's where the talk is.
That's where we started off, but I'd be sure to get Poland. I'd be sure to get to, now they're not any of them very strong for this, so you bear that in mind.
Okay.
But they weren't strong for Chile, and they weren't strong for any of these other things, so.
I don't know if anything will come of this, but I certainly think the try is worth it.
Well,
the front is worth it.
You can at least explain when you get back to Washington about where you've been, what you've done, who you've talked to, and we've tried everything we know to do, and then maybe you have to feel out the Russians a little more a little bit later. This gives them a chance to...
Certainly it looks as if the Russians are trying to do something.
We're telling Dobrynin this morning that we're going to give him a chance, and you get back, well, we may have to talk about the Russians a little more, but you go on now and get ready and...
We'd stop there before I come home.
Might do it. Good luck to you, and you tell Dean that I've talked to you and that you're ready to do it, and don't you let him talk you out of it.
Okay. Nope,
enough, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Best of
everything to you. Thank you. New Year, sir. Happy New Year, April. You had a mighty good year, and you were a great comfort to me.
You deserve a good New Year, if anybody in the world does.
Thank you, my friend. My love, Marie.
Thanks a lot.